我希望大家在家里把这张看过了。
I hope you are read it from at home.
因为我们没有时间来读这张圣经。
Because we don't have enough time to read through the whole chapter together.
我们上一次讲到信心。
Last time we talked about faith.
我们看到很多信心的见证人。
We see a lot of witnesses of faith.
今天我们在这里所交通的乃是讲到指望。
Today we're going to share about the hope.
所以今天的这张圣经里面我们要看三件事情。
So in this chapter we need to see three things.
有三个很大的指望。
It's three big hopes.
第一个指望是那个为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
The first one is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the author and perfecter of our faith.
这句话让我们心里面得到很大的安慰。
This word is such a great encouragement to us.
因为他不但是创始的，他也要成终。
He is not only the author, he is also the perfecter of our faith.
这是我们头一个指望。
This is our first hope.
第二个指望乃是锡安的指望。
The second hope is the Zion. Z-I-O-N.
是锡安的指望。
It's a hope of Zion.
我常常有一个感觉，就是觉得我不了解锡安。
Sometimes feeling I don't understand Zion.
或者感觉我不够了解这个锡安。
I don't know Zion enough.
我觉得锡安好像要超过我这个人所能够了解的。
The Zion is really above my apprehension of this word.
实在这锡安是我们一个很大的指望。
The Zion is really our great hope.
这个锡安就包括神对亚伯罕的应许，就是在这个锡安的里面。
This Zion really includes God's promise to Abraham.
所以神的儿女在地上应当是一个向往锡安的人。
So the children of God, we are on earth, we need to be a one longing for Zion.
第三个盼望是不能够震动的国。
The third one is the unshakable kingdom of God.
神在这里说，有一天他要说话。
God said one day he will speak.
他说话的时候，不但连地上的，连天上的都要震动。
When he speaks, not only the earthly thing, only the heaven things will be shaken.
所有被震动的东西都不能够再存在。
Everything was shaken cannot remain.
但是他说我们所得着的乃是一个不能震动。
But what we have received is an unshakable kingdom.
每一件事在地上，甚至有一些事在天上，都是可以震动的。
Everything on earth, even some things in the heavens can be shakable.
只有我们今天所得着的是不能震动。
But whatever we receive is unshakable.
所以我们今天来思想这三个主要的盼望。
So today we're going to share fellowship about these three points.
首先我们来讲到这信心创始成终的耶稣。
The first thing is the author and perfecter of faith, our Lord Jesus.
当我们有了信心以后呢，我们就走上一条道路。
When we receive the faith, we walk on a way.
这是一条又新又活的道路。
This is a new and living way.
所以这条道路不但是新也是活。
It is not only new, but also living.
这条道路要带我们去哪里呢？
What this new and living way leads us to?
带我们到神的应许。
This will lead us to God's promise.
这个应许就是锡安。
This promise is Zion.
所以一旦我们有了信心以后，我们就在这个道路的上面。
So when we have faith, we are automatically on this way.
当我们有了信心以后，我们就得到一个宝贵的地位。
So when we have this faith, we have a precious position.
但是当我们走在这个道路上的时候呢，有两个原因会让我们的信心软弱。
But when we're walking on this way, there's two reasons may cause us to faint and weak.
我们基督徒会软弱呢，都是因为这两个原因。
This Christians can sometimes weaken and we are faint in our soul is because of these two reasons.
头一个原因呢，就是罪的关系。
The first one is a sin.
如果我们受到罪若罪在我们的里面的话，我们在这条路上就会觉得软弱。
If we have sin in us, then we'll feel weak on this way.
这个作者说呢，我们就好像有一个重担在我们身上。
The author say like we have a big burden upon us.
如果我们要跑路的人呢，不会把一个重担摆在自己的身上。
If you are a runner, you will not put a big burden or encumbrances on you.
但是一个 当罪在我们身上有地位的时候，就好像加上很大的一个重担在我们的身上。
But if the sin is on us, kind of a control over us, then we have a big burden upon us.
这是头一个原因，叫我们不能够快跑。
This is first reason we cannot run fast.
第二个原因呢，让我们有的时候落在那个软弱里面，是因为我们不认识他到底是什么。
And the second reason we feel so weak is because we don't know who he is.
有的时候神要来管教我们。
Sometimes God will discipline us.
神来管教我们，当我们落在神的管教里面的时候，有的时候我们不知道那是神的管教。
Sometimes God discipline and chastising us, we don't know that's from God.
所以我们会因为这个缘故落在软弱的里面。
So we feel weak because of this reason.
但是有一件事情很重要。
But one thing is very important.
我们要分清楚这两个。
We need to differentiate these two things.
这两件事情是很不大一样的。
These two things are very different.
所以当我们遇到一件事情的时候，
So when we encounter something,
我们遇见难处的时候，
we encounter a problem or circumstances,
我们首先就要来认清是因为罪的缘故还是神的管教。
We need to differentiate this is because God's chastising or it's because of our sin.
如果你不能够很快的来分清楚到底是因为罪还是神的管教，
If we cannot tell this is from this our sin or God's chastising,
我们应该来到神的面前，在那里来检查看我里面有没有什么罪。
We need to come before the Lord and then discern if do we have any sin in us.
我们需要把这个罪的问题先解决了。
We need to take care of the sin first.
因为这两件事情有完全不同的结果。
Because these two things have a totally different result.
如果我们确定在我们身上没有什么罪的话，我们就可以放心了。因为这是神的管教。
If we have assurance that we don't have any sin on us, then we know this is God's chastising. We can be in peace.
为什么神要管教我们？
Why God want to discipline us?
许多的人不能够明白这件事。
A lot of people do not understand this matter.
只有两个原因主要管教。
There's only two reasons God will chastise us.
第一个原因，因为我们是他的儿子。
One is because we are His son.
如果我们不是神的儿子，神也不要管教我们。
If we are not sons, he will not even bother to chastise us.
就是因为我们是神的儿子，所以神才要管教。
Because we are sons, so he chastises.
当我们得到用信心得到一个地位的时候，我们所得到的乃是这个儿子的地位。
So when we have faith, our position is the position of the Son of God.
虽然我们得到神儿子的名分，但是我们这个人还是很不像神。
We have the name of the Son of God, but we still don't like him. We do not like him.
所以如果神不管教我们的话，那我们有一天就跑到锡安山上的时候就很不像样。
If he doesn't chastise us, and then till that day we went to Mount Zion, then we do not like him.
所以为了这个缘故，神要管教我们。
For this reason, he has to chastise us.
另外一个缘故，神管教我们，因为他爱我们。
The other reason is because he loves us.
我常常觉得在旧约圣经里面啊，神最爱的就雅各。
I feel in the Old Testament that the person Jacob is God's most favorite one. He loved Jacob.
为什么神爱雅各呢？
Why he loved Jacob?
因为神管他管得厉害。
Because he chastised him a lot.
他管他管得很久。
He chastised him for a long period of time.
好像雅各走到哪里都不能够从神的管教里面逃脱。
Seems like no matter where he go, he cannot escape the discipline of the Lord, the chastising of the Lord.
因为神实在是爱雅各。
Because he really loved him.
因为他看到雅各，他就看到以色列。
When he see Jacob, he see Israel.
所以实在是爱他的缘故。
Because he really loves him.
在新约里面呢，我就觉得神最爱彼得。
In New Testament, I know the Lord loved Peter the most.
所以彼得扫怎么样呢？一动就被神管。
So whatever he moved, whenever he moved, have a move, God chastised him.
所以神呢一直管到一个程度呢，我们看见了他成为教会的根基。
God chastised him to a point he became the foundation of the church.
虽然彼得的名字叫一个小石头。
Even the name of the Peter is a stone.
但神看的时候呢，看到教会的根基。
But when the Lord sees it, he sees the foundation of the church.
所以他一直管教他。
So he just disciplined him all the way.
一直管等到他有一点像。
He disciplined him all the way until he looks like him.
所以今天如果神的管教落在我们身上的时候，我们实在要感谢赞美神。
So when the discipline of the Lord upon us, we should thank him.
第一，我们是他的儿子。
Because we are his, firstly, we are his son.
第二，他实在是爱我们。
Secondly, he really loves us.
好，然后我们再看，那个神的管教带给我们什么结果呢？
So what's the result of this discipline will bring to us?
这里呢，在第九节到第十三节呢，就告诉我们神管教带给我们的结果。
From verse 9 to 13 tells us what the result of this discipline will bring to us.
第九节告诉我们第一个结果。
Verse 9 tells the first result.
第十节告诉我们第二个结果。
Verse 10, the second result.
第十一节告诉我们第三个结果。
11, the third result.
头一个结果呢，他说乃是叫我们顺服的生。
The first result is we will live.
换句话说
submissive.
当神的管教临到我们的时候，乃是叫我们得生命。
When his discipline upon us, what we will receive is life.
我们常常唱一首诗歌啊，叫信而顺服。
We like to sing a song with submissive and trust and obey.
当我们信的时候呢，我们就走在神的道路上。
When we trust, then we're walking on this way.
但是当我们顺服在神的管教里面，我们就得生命。
When we trust and obey in His discipline, then we have life. We receive life.
所以这个信跟顺服是我们得生命的一个秘诀。
So this faith and submissive is the secret of our receiving His life.
一个人的生命有多少根据他的顺服啊？
How much this life is in us is depends on how submissive we are to the Lord.
第二个神管教带给我们的结果，乃是让我们在他的圣洁上有份。
The second one is that we may be partakers of His holiness.
什么叫做有份
？What does it means to be partakers?
我相信我们都知道什么叫有份，因为今天早上我们聚集在这里，我们就跟神有份。
We all know this, those we're partaking. When we are sitting here, we know we have part in Christ.
当我们领受那个杯的时候，我们就在那个杯子上有份。
When we receive that cup, we know we are partakers of that cup.
我们这个人是不义的。
We are unrighteousness.
但是我们领受那个杯的时候，我们就在他的义上有份。
When we receive the cup, we become righteous in righteousness because of His righteousness.
所以你注意到这个有份的意思就是本来不是我的，但是现在变成我的，这叫有份。
The partaking means it wasn't mine before, but now it is mine.
今天我们一个神的儿女，我们每一天都要来经验这件事。
Today we're children of God, we have to experience this every day.
我们每一天都要来学习在神的圣洁上有份。
Every day we need to learn to be partakers of His holiness.
我们弟兄有一次交通道说，如果我们每一天早上一醒来的时候，第一件事应该做什么
？Our brothers have been shared with us every morning when we woke up. What should we do? The first thing.
我们每天早上起来第一件事，我们就要在神的圣洁上有份。
The first thing is to be partaking in His holiness.
让神的血来遮盖我们。
To be covered by His blood.
当我们到我们工作的地方，我们坐下来的时候，我们第一件事做什么
？When we go to work, when we first sit down, what should we do?
在你去倒咖啡以前你要做的事情。
Before you go to get a cup of coffee, what should you do?
就是要在神的圣洁上有份。
We need to be partakers of His holiness.
如果你碰到一个让你觉得紧张的环境的时候。
When you are in a circumstance that make you very nervous.
或者在很大的压力的下面。
When you are under big pressure.
我们先要在神的圣洁上有份。
We need to be partaking of His holiness.
让他的血来遮盖我。
Let His blood cover us.
我们这个人一点圣洁都没有。
We don't have any holiness. We are not holy at all.
你就算是读圣经读了四个小时以后，你还是没有圣洁。
Even when we read the word 4 hours, we still don't have holiness.
你在你祷告祷告了三个小时，你还是没有圣洁。
Even when we pray for 3 hours, we still do not have this holiness in us.
我们所需要的还是在他的圣洁上有份。
What we need is to be partakers of His holiness.
他的圣洁。是我们没有什么功劳的。
It's not our work.
We do not contribute to.
We do not contribute to this holiness.
但是呢，我们却可以来得着。
But we can receive this.
所以这是管教的结果。
So this is the result of the discipline.
如果我们不懂得这件事的话，神要来追我们。
If we don't understand this, the Lord is going to chase after us.
如果我们不懂得躲在他的宝血底下，他来追我们。
If we do not understand how to under his the covering of the blood, he will come and chase us.
像追雅各一样，有一天一直要追到我们一个程度，我们知道啊，我们实在是应该来在神的圣洁当中。
Just like he's chasing Jacob, until one day we will understand, oh, we need to be under the covering of his blood and to be partaker of his holiness.
第三个管教的结果是结出平安的果子，就是义。
And the third one is to be have the fruit of peace.To a peaceable fruit of righteousness.
这个果子实在太特别了。
This fruit is very special.
这个果子是公义的，但是又是平安的。
This fruit is peace and also is righteousness.
这个果子是我们很难结出来的。
This fruit is really hard for us to bear.
因为当我们觉得我们自己公义的时候呢，我们就对人很不平安。
When we feel we are very righteous.And they were not fair to others.
当如果我们觉得我们对人很平安的时候，一定是我们觉得自己不对的。
When we have peace to others, that means sometimes we feel we are not right to the others.
我那个老二啊，昨天呢，他拿一个灯芯笼呢，就一直拨那个灯芯笼，拨了一地都是灯芯笼。
My second child, he was have a corduroy. He's playing with it, and then on the floor is all called corduroy.
所以他知道他也对了。
You know, he has sinned.
所以当妈妈看到的时候，她就说我要扫地。
When mom sees him, he said, "Oh, I'm gonna sweep the floor."
他从来也不会主动要扫地的。
He never say he was sweep the floor before.
因为他里面感觉到有不义。
But inside of him, he knows this is unrighteousness.
所以外面呢就要想办法平安一点。
So outwardly, he want to cover this and to bring the peace to the mom.
但是呢，反过来，如果我们觉得里面有公义的时候
On the contrary, if we feel we have righteousness in us,
那很凶的。
We are pretty.
This is my turn.
We are pretty mean.
This is mine.
This is mine. Yeah.
所以我们这个人不能够结出这个果子。
So we cannot bear this fruit.
我们要不然是公义呢？要不然我们就是要不然我们对人就是不平安。
If we can only have one of this, either to be peaceful or have righteousness, we cannot have both.
所以神要来管教我们。
So.God need to chase us, chastising us on the.
只要来兴起环境来管教我们。
He will raise up the circumstance to chase after us.
直到有一天，我们能够又公义又平安。
Until one day we can be both peaceful and righteous.
这是神管教我们的结果。
This is the result of His discipline.
那我们再来看什么是罪呢
？Then we come to see what is sin.
这是在第十四节到第十七节那里讲。什么是罪
？From verse 14 through 17 tells us what is sin.
头一个定义呢，就是缺少神的恩典。
The first thing is we're lacking of God's grace.
这点很奇怪啊，那为什么缺少神的恩典是罪呢
？Why with lack of grace is sin?
我们可以这样思想。
We can come and see this way.
当夏娃那一天走在伊甸园里面的时候
，When Eve was walking in the garden.
当那天他走来走去走到那个分别善恶果子树的面前的时候。
When she walked around and walked to the front of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
他的身上那天缺少什么恩典
?That day she is lacking of God's grace.
他如果身上充满神恩典他就不会走到那个树的旁边去。
If she is full of God's grace, she will probably not go walk in front of that tree.
第二如果他身上充满神的恩典的话他不会听那个蛇的话语。
The second thing is, if she is full of grace of God, she will not listen to the Satan. That this.
常常人为什么会犯罪？因为缺少神的恩典。
Why we sin a lot of times because we lacking the grace of God.
你看，当约瑟被卖到埃及的时候。
When Joseph was sold to Egypt.
那里有一个女人要引诱他。
There's a woman is trying to seduce him.
但是我们看到。约瑟身上充满神的恩典。
But we see Joseph is full of God's grace.
所以那个人没有办法。
So that woman doesn't have any way to.
神的恩典跟这个罪呢是不能够同时存在。
So the grace of God and the sin cannot coexist.
所以你的身上有恩典就不会有罪。
If you have the grace of God, then you will not have sin.
但是当这身上我们身上缺少神的恩典的时候，罪就会进来。
If we are lack of grace, then sin will come in.
所以头一个罪的定义呢，就是缺少神的恩典。
So the first definition of why we have sin is we are lacking the grace of God.
第二个呢，他讲到一个恶根。
The second one is to have a evil root. root of bitterness.
到底什么是恶根呢？
What is the root of bitterness?
在这张圣经里面并没有讲到底什么是恶根。
It didn't really mention what is the root of bitterness.
但是呢，如果我们读旧约的话呢，我们就比较知道。
If we read the Old Testament, we should know.
特别我们读到生命记那里时候，就有讲到什么是恶根。
Especially when we read the book of Deuteronomy, we know what is the root of bitterness.
恶根就是偶像。
The root of bitterness is idols.
当一个人把偶像带进来的时候，这个偶像就是恶根。
When the person bringing the idols, that idol is root of bitterness.
所以今天让我们犯罪的原因，这个偶像是一个很重要的。
So today, the idol is a big reason to cause us to sin.
什么是偶像呢？
What is idol?
偶像其实就是代替。
Idol is really a substitute.
当我们把一样东西来代替神，那就是偶像。
When we have something else to replace God, that is idol.
那个是所有罪恶的根源。
That's the root of all sins.
所以这一件事情是我们所要注意的。
So we need to pay attention to this.
这一件事情叫我们在这个又新又活的道路上不能够快跑。
It causes us cannot run fast on this race. Race of a new and living way.
第三个罪。
The third sin.
这一讲淫乱和贪恋世俗。
It's the fornications and the profane person.
这两件事情把它讲在一起，实在是很特别。
You mentioned these two things together. It's very peculiar.
因为好像这两件事情是没有关系的一样。
Seems like these are two separate things.
但是我们仔细来思想。这个淫乱跟这个贪恋世俗是有相同的地方。
But this fornication and the loving of the world is having one common factor.
因为当我们信了主以后，我们好像是一个人许配给神的。
When we believe the Lord, we are the one like chastising betrothed to the Lord.
当一个人好像像一个童女许配给神了以后，他又贪恋世俗，这跟淫乱就很像。
If we are a virgin, betrothed to the Lord, and then we still love the world, this is fornication.
所以这是另外一个罪的根源。
So this is another root of sin.
所以我们看到在我们走在这条路上的时候，有这几件事情我们需要注意。
So when we are on this race, we need to pay attention to these things.
我们实在要常常让我们身上充满神的恩典。
We need to be filled with the grace of God.
我们不能够有其他的代替的东西。
We should not have any replacement or substitute of God.
我们对于世界不能够有贪恋。
We should not love the world.
这就是一些事情叫我们不能够快跑跟随。
Because all these are encumbrances that make us not running fast on this race.
那怎么办呢？如果我们落在管教或者落在罪恶里面，我们怎么办呢？
So when we are fall into this chastising or the sin, what should we do?
如果是在罪恶的里面，他说我们要脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
If we are in sin, then we need to take away the sin.
Lay
aside the sin.
如果我们落在神的管教里面呢，我们就应该存心忍耐，奔那往前面的道路。
If this is chastising, then we need to run the race with endurance.
然后仰望那为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
And look after this the author and perfecter of faith, which is Lord Jesus.
当我们仰望神的时候，他不但是创始者，他要成终的。
When we look away unto Jesus, he is the author and perfecter of our faith.
他就把我们从这个罪的里面带出来。
He will bring us out of the sin.
他让我们能够经过他的管教。
He will bring us through his chastising.
把生命带给我们。
Bring the life to us.
这是我们头一个主要的指望。
So this is our first hope.
我们有一个信心创始成终的耶稣。
We have this author and perfecter of the faith.
第二，就看我们看到这个锡安。
The second one is we come to see the Zion.
我们要了解锡安，我们就要来认识那个西南。
If we need to know Zion, we need to know Sinai.
Sinai. 在那个西南上有什么东西呢
？What is on the Mount Sinai? Zion.
那个基本上在西南山上有两样东西。
Many, there's two things on Mount Sinai.
第一个就是神的话。
One is the word of God.
第二是神的公义。
One is God's righteousness.
你说这两个东西都很好吗？
Both of these are very good, a good thing.
我们都盼望有神的话，我们也盼望进入神的公义。
We all like to have the God's word and enter into God's righteousness.
但是如果只有这两样的话，那个西乃山是一个很恐怖的地方。
But if there's only these two things that Mount Zion is very terrible.
因为我们不但不能靠近，我们不能够碰那个山。
We cannot go near or touch this mountain.
因为那个山太圣洁了。
That mountain is very holy.
我们这个不圣洁的人不能够靠近。
We are very unholy. We cannot touch that holy mountain.
就像摩西在旷野里面碰到神向他显现的时候。
Just like Moses in the wilderness, he met God. God was appearing to him.
神叫摩西把鞋脱下来。
God asked him to take off his shoes.
因为那个地方还是圣地。
Because the land he's standing is a holy land.
但是今天我们有一个盼望。
But today we have a hope.
我们有一个锡安山。
We have Mount Zion.
这个锡安有什么东西让我们让我们喜乐的呢？
What kind of joy do we have on the Mount Zion?
头一件事，这里有羔羊的血。
But first, we have the blood of the lamb.
这羔羊的血呢，就解决我们的难处。
The blood of the lamb will solve our problem.
我们不能碰锡安，不能碰锡兰山，但是我们可以进入锡安山。
We cannot touch Mount Sinai, but we can go unto the Mount Zion.
我们就因着血的缘故，我们进了锡安山的里面。
Through the blood, we are able to enter into the Mount Zion.
不但这里有血，这里还有为我们做中保的耶稣。
Here is the blood. Also, there's a mediator of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在锡兰山乃是一个立约的山。
Mount Sinai is the mountain of the covenant.
但是锡安山乃是那个约成就的一个山。
But Mount Zion is the accomplishment of that covenant.
然后我们看到这里还有两班的人。
And there's two group of people.
一个呢是被成全之义人的灵魂。23rd, last word, is the just
man. Okay, and there's the church of the firstborn, and have the, and the spirit of the righteous, the spirit of the righteous man.
所以这有两班的人在那里，一般人是被称义的人，另外一般人被他们叫做是守生的。
There's two groups. One is the spiritual of the righteous man, another is the firstborn.
或者说是长子。
The firstborn.
这两种人有什么不一样呢？
What's the difference of these two groups of people?
为什么在这里要让我们看见有两班人呢？
Why there are two groups of people?
什么是长子？
What is the firstborn?
在旧约的历史上，所有的长子都是完全献给神。
In the Old Testament, all the firstborn are consecrated to the Lord.
不管是守生的牲畜也好，守生的儿女也好，都是归给神的。
Doesn't matter the firstborn of the cattle or the firstborn of the of a man.
如果你不归给神的话，你要用钱把它赎出来的。
If you do not offer them to the Lord, you have to redeem them by the money.
所以这一般人代表那一般完全奉献给神的人。
So the firstborn are those group of people that fully offered consecrate to the Lord.
这一般人就是启示录那里面所说的那144,000个人。
These first, the firstborn are those 144,000 men in Book of Revelation.
他们乃是羔羊，到哪里他们都跟随的人。
They are the one follow the lamb wherever he goes.
他们乃是像童身一样。
They are just like virgins.
因为他们完全是属神的。
They are fully belong to the Lord.
所以这也是给我们一个很大的勉励。
This is a great encouragement to us.
我们不但可以进入锡安山，我们也可以成为那个长子。
We can not just go into the enter into the Mount Zion, also we can be those firstborn.
所以保罗常常讲一句话，他说我向着标杆直跑。
So Paul often say one word, I'm running to the goal. I have a goal.
保罗在地上的时候，他有一个标杆。
On the earth, Paul has a goal.
我们在地上标杆在哪里？
Where is our goal on earth?
我们是不是也是一直往前要进入锡安？
Are we also running toward Zion?
我们是不是一直往前要成为像长子的一样？
Are we also running toward to be the firstborn?
最后我们一个盼望乃是我们所得到的是一个不能够震动的。
The last point of our hope is we shall receive an unshakable kingdom.
当这个世界的末了来到的时候。
When the end of the world comes,
当这个时间的结局靠近的时候
and the end of the time,
我们会发现这个世界要震动
we will see that the whole world will be shaken.
甚至没有一样的东西不会被震动
even there's nothing will not be shaken.
甚至连我们这个人的肉身的生命也要被震动
even our life will be, our physical life will be shaken.
我们所习惯的东西呢，都要不存在。
All the things we are so accustomed to will not remain anymore.
但是我们心里面要知道一件事，我们所得到的是不能震动的。
We need to have an assurance inside of us. The one we have received is unshakable.
因此，我们在地上应该要有讨他喜悦的侍奉。
So we need to have a service to him which is pleasing to him.
我们在地上要有敬畏的心。
In the wilderness, during the daytime, they have a cloud surrounding them.
今天在我们的身上，那个云柱就是这些伟大的见证人。
Today, those pillar of cloud around us are these witnesses.
在以色列人的行走的时候，晚上就有火柱。
When children of Israel they walk in the wilderness during the night, there's a pillar of fire.
希伯来书十二章最后一节告诉我们，我们的神就是烈火。
And the last verse in chapter 12 tells us our God is consuming fire.
所以第一节告诉我们，我们有见证人做云彩。
The first one tells us we have witnesses to be our the cloud.
最后一节告诉我们，我们的神就是烈火。
And last verse tells us our God is consuming fire.
这个云柱和火柱就要带领我们在这个又新又活的道路上一直往前。
So the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire were leading us through this new and living way.
我非常喜欢那个字，就是奔。
We really like this word, running.
我们今天在地上做神的儿女，要做一个奔的儿女。
We are the one, we're children of God on this earth. We need to be the one running the race.
我们不能够只是在那里好像慢慢的行走。
We can not just walking slowly on this way.
因为我们前面有一个锡安在等着我们。
Because we have Mount Zion waiting for us in front.
有一首诗歌说向前直往锡安。
This is him says we're just marching towards Zion.
那实在是应该是我们的心情。
That need to be our desire.
一个人他心里面如果是常常向往锡安山的话，这个人一定是一个奔跑的人。
If we have a desire in us, is longing for Zion, then we will be a person running towards Zion.
盼望主恩待我们，让我们都做一个奔跑的人。
May the Lord has grace and mercy on us, then we can be one running this race towards Zion.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Oh Lord, thank you.
因为你实在是恩待我们。
You really blessed us.
你把这个信心创始成终的耶稣赐给我们。
You gave us this Jesus who is author and perfecter of our faith.
要带领我们经过所有的管教。
Will lead us through all the disciplines.
为要叫我们得生命。
Oh, for us to receive life.
我们谢谢你，我们也求你把锡安的启示更多的放在我们里面。
We thank you and we request you to reveal this Mount the Zion to us.
让我们盼望，我们也向往锡安。
Oh, we do desire and hope for Zion.
那我们在地上因此做一个奔跑的人。
Oh, may we be a runners on this earth.
祷告奉耶稣基督。
We pray in the Lord's name. Amen. Amen.